From Texas Public Radio, this is an update from Petri Dish. I'm Bonnie Petri. So back in 2005, Rolling Stone magazine and Salon.com published an article called Deadly Immunity. It was by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is, of course, now our Secretary of Health and Human Services. But back then, Kennedy wrote that the MMR vaccine was dangerous. MMR stands for measles, mumps, and rubella, and he claimed that a preservative in the vaccine, thimerosal, was linked to a rise in autism diagnoses. Now, that theory has since been debunked by many quality studies, but a movement was gathering steam, and now Secretary Kennedy was one of its most outspoken and recognizable leaders. That movement has led to a drop in vaccination rates, which is helping fuel current measles outbreaks like the one in West Texas. And since the measles vaccine also contains protection against mumps and rubella, it's possible that there may soon be outbreaks of those diseases as well. Now, since most of us have never seen a case of mumps or rubella, I asked UT Health San Antonio and University Health infectious diseases doctor Jason Bowling what we should look out for.
Mumps is a viral illness that causes generally fever, and then it can cause this peritonitis or swelling of the parotid glands, which are in the cheeks. It can also cause some other symptoms as well. We generally see it in younger people, but it can be in any age if you're not protected. It can also cause problems such as orchitis and oophoritis. Orchitis is testicular swelling in males, and it can occur up to 30% is a potential risk factor for infertility and can cause pain severe enough that people can end up in the hospital. Mumps can also cause a meningitis and can cause deafness. So there can be some serious complications with it. For most people, it's just a benign self-limited illness. But if you have enough people getting infected, you're going to start to see some of these complications.
When you say oophoritis, that's ovaries, right?
Yes, that's ovaries. So that's inflammation of the ovaries and inflammation of the testicles.
Rubella. We talked about this a little bit last week, but let's go over it again.
Rubella is a viral infection that causes a fever and rash similar to measles. And it has a similar name because the name for measles is rubeola. But this is rubella. But there are some similarities. It can cause fever. It can cause rash. But the symptoms tend to be less severe for most people, and they tend to be shorter. It tends to go away. But it can have complications as well, similar to measles.
What are those complications?
Up to 70% of women can have this arthritis after rubella, which is interesting. It tends to last for about 2 weeks and go away. So it goes away for most people. But still, that's a little bit of an interesting side effect that you can see with it. More concerning that the biggest concern we have with rubella is that women that are pregnant get infected with rubella during that first trimester, they're at high risk of their baby developing congenital rubella syndrome, or they could have a miscarriage or stillbirth. And those are huge complications from a vaccine-preventable illness.
And we haven't seen much of congenital rubella syndrome in decades because of the MMR.
That's right. So we give two doses of the MMR vaccine because two doses gets you better protection for measles and mumps. But actually, just one dose of that MMR vaccine gets you up to 97% protection for rubella. So it's a very effective vaccine against rubella, which is why we haven't seen it. But if you start to see vaccine uptake rates drop, if there's the potential that you could start to see increased cases of rubella.
If a parent chose to forego the MMR for their child back in the early 2000s, that child is of childbearing age now and at risk for congenital rubella syndrome if they get pregnant. But adults can still get vaccinated. So talk to your doctor and they should be able to get you vaccinated. And to be clear, vaccination is still the best answer here, particularly for children. Now, someone over the weekend in an article I read suggested having a measles party to intentionally expose their child to measles. And that terrible idea seems to come up every time there's an outbreak of an infectious disease. What do you think about the idea of a measles party, Dr. Bowling?
My thought on that is that's very dangerous, right? As we talked about with all of these diseases, there's always the risk of serious complications, and with measles, even death. And so a vaccine is a way that you can provide in a protected, known quantity a challenge to the immune system that the body can overcome without serious complications. These are also well studied. The MMR vaccine has been out since 1963. We have decades of experience with it. It's very well tolerated. Serious side effects are extremely rare. So that's completely different than getting exposed to a virus or a vaccine, an illness where you could have who knows what course and who knows what complications.
By the way, over the weekend, Secretary Kennedy wrote an editorial stating unequivocally that the MMR vaccine is, quote, crucial to avoiding potentially deadly disease. He said, while vaccinating is a personal choice, vaccines can protect those who get them as well as those who can't through herd immunity or community immunity, as he wrote. Thanks for listening to this update from Petri Dish. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Talk to you soon.
Support for Petri Dish is made possible by UT Health San Antonio, committed to transforming the health of the community through a team that tackles problems from every angle, doing everything it takes to bring each patient the best possible outcomes, from teaching tomorrow's healthcare leaders to translating research into new treatments. UT Health San Antonio strives to make lives better. Learn more at everythingittakes.org. Support for TPR comes from the University of Texas at San Antonio's Brain Health Consortium, a pioneering research hub advancing neuroscience, neuroengineering, precision medicine, and more. Learn more at utsa.edu/bhc.